House Bill 1018. Are there proponents of House Bill 1018? Oh, excuse me. I need a motion to approve the minutes. Moved, Olson. Can I get a second? Second, McIntyre. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Minutes are accepted. House Bill 1018, proponents.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Kevin Forsh. I'm with the Department of Health. Here is a proponent of House Bill 1018. House Bill 1018 comes to you really on behalf of the Department of Health, but also small rural communities in South Dakota. Purpose of House Bill 1018 is to ask or request permission from the legislature for the Department of Health to take over the process that is currently being done by the federal government in terms of processing J-1 visa applications. And I'll get into just in a little bit what that program is all about. We feel that we can expedite this process and add more efficiency to this process, speed it up a little bit. Right now, the problem that exists is we do have rural communities in South Dakota that very much look towards J-1 visa or foreign physicians to support their community medically. And when an application is submitted to the federal government, it basically goes on the bottom of the pile until they get to that application. There's one individual dedicated to processing these applications in Department of Agriculture, USDA. Typically, when it comes time that a rural community needs a foreign physician and is looking to process that application, they're usually in pretty desperate need. The application process, typically that goes through the federal government, may take anywhere from 2 to 3 up to 6 months, depending how complete the application is. A lot of times, as a result, that individual is either lost to another state or to another community out of state, or becomes frustrated with the process, or goes back to their homeland. Okay, to tell you a little bit about the J-1 visa program, as we call it, there are by name international medical graduate students that come into the state through the request of the State Department, the U.S. Department of State, on a waiver to continue their medical education. That's a 7-year waiver. And at the end of 7 years, they have the choice by the program and by the 7-year waiver, they're required to go back to their home country unless one of four exceptions are met. One is that if they go back to their home country, they may face persecution. They may either have an exception, an extreme hardship, or they may find a federal sponsor to sponsor them to continue for another 2 years in this state to waive that period when they need to go back to their homeland, or what has now become the more popular method and the most used method, I should say, that's a better term, of keeping these foreign medical graduates in the U.S. is to have a State Department of Health sponsor them. There are currently 40 states in the U.S. that have taken over this J-1 visa program, and it's been very successful, and there's a whole series of things that need to be completed. The State Department, U.S. State Department, sets the criteria for the program, and I'll run just down the list here a few of the criteria that are required by the Department of State that we would have to do if we process the application. Basically, first of all, the individual needs to serve in a medically underserved area. So that would be most of the rural areas in South Dakota outside of Rapid City and Sioux Falls. There needs to be letters from both supporting hospitals and physicians during the 7 years that this foreign medical graduate student has been in the United States. There needs to be proof of advertising in that rural community in South Dakota that they've been unsuccessful in recruiting a U.S. physician and have tried for some time. and we'll be asking for advertisements and other things in terms of working with job recruitment agencies and so forth. The individual needs to be eligible for state licensure. That process cannot be bypassed. So the State Board of Medical Examiners is involved, and in fact, typically when a graduate student wishes to stay in this state, in South Dakota, and to practice medically, one of the first things we would recommend is that they work with the Board of Medical Examiners to make sure they're eligible for licensure. If they're not eligible for licensure in this state for whatever reason, then there's no sense in them continuing to even apply with the rural community here. They have a 3-year obligation to that community, and they have to have a plan thereafter of how they intend to practice in the U.S. or what their intentions are beyond that 3 years. There needs to be numerous letters of recommendation. They need to practice in a facility that accepts both Medicaid and Medicare. And then they also need a letter from their home country accepting or allowing the Department of Health to sponsor them and for the U.S. Department of State to grant them that waiver. We anticipate about 6 to 10 applications a year. At least that's what the history has shown us for the last 5 years in South Dakota. We receive about 200 contacts a year in South Dakota of foreign medical students wishing to find out what our state's about or what the practice opportunities are about. But there's about 6 to 10 that actually go through the process, link up with a community and a provider, and submit an application into the U.S. Department of Ag. Once that application's processed, I've already told you a little bit about how lengthy it is, then a recommendation from the U.S. Department of Ag goes to the Department of State to consider granting their waiver. If they recommend yes, then it goes finally to the U.S. Immigration Service, who actually grants the actual paper or document that waives that. Again, our intent here is to speed up that 3 to 4 to 6 month process down to hopefully 2 to 3 weeks to assist the rural communities. We feel not only that we know our providers here, but if there is a question on an incomplete application, we can expedite that process. And I think that's what this request to you is all about, is to try to move things along quickly. We are also asking in the bill itself is very short. Section 1 is basically just asking for your permission to grant us authority to establish the program and to set rules. We would have to establish rules for things like procedures, forms necessary, how we process the waiver, and so forth. And we are also asking for fee authority up to a maximum of $500. We don't anticipate exercising the maximum fee authority, but this is an opportunity to not have to come back before you to raise it for $5 or $10 or $15 if we would have to do that in a year or two. Currently, the process does have around a $200 fee that's submitted to the federal government right now. And of all the things that the applicant and the provider jointly have to go through to process this, the fee has, in our experience and in talking with several other states, has not been an issue. In fact, actually, it's been a benefit to those states, because with 200 contacts, and in some cases, many of these individuals in a desperate state, if they're not real serious about this process and there's no fee, rather than the 6 to 10 applications, we might get 50 to 60. So I think the fee helps to legitimize this process, and obviously we'll have some costs associated with trying to process the applications. With that, Mr. Chairman, I have just one other thing. I received 3 letters from communities that have actually went through this process, currently have foreign medical graduates in their community practicing. They've explained both that they're fortunate to have these individuals, but also the fact that the process that they had to go through was very lengthy with the USDA, and in fact, one individual explained that they were within probably just a very short time of losing that applicant. They are from Bennett County Health Care Center, which is in Martin. And we have Horizon Healthcare, John Mangenhausen, which represents a number of rural clinics in the eastern part of the state, Howard and Westington Springs. And then we have, I have a third letter from Philip, I believe. I don't see that one here. And I will just simply pass those around if I could. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I can answer questions now or wait till the other proponents.
Do members of the committee have questions? Senator Staggers.
Yes, I was curious about the shortage of doctors in South Dakota. Do you have an idea of how many doctors we really need?
Yes, I think, Senator Staggers, we do track that in our office. Right now we're looking at about 55, 60 practice opportunities. That would be in the entire state. That would include Sioux Falls and Rapid as well.
Senator Hamm.
Mr. Chairman, one of these, was it the doctor in Philip from South Africa?
I'm not sure exactly. I know they have a foreign medical graduate doctor in Philip. I'm not sure where he was from, Senator Hamm. I know now that individual will also be assisting in Kadoka and has become a very valuable asset.
Yes, he's from South Africa.
Okay.
How many physicians do we have presently practicing under this provision?
That was asked in the House committee, and we haven't tracked that particular piece of physicians, Senator, but I know just in the last year we've assisted probably three or four communities with these physicians. In family practice, 10, 15, and then, of course, there's a few with specialties. So.
Okay, thank you.
Any other members of the committee have a question? Senator Staggers.
Yes, I have a question about the $200 fee. You mentioned, maybe I didn't hear it quite right, that somebody also went to the federal government? Or?
That's currently the when the application, which is currently going to USDA, there's about a $200 to $300 fee that's attached to that application right now that goes to the USDA. We're proposing about that same amount, Senator.
Okay, so if anybody applies for South Dakota, it's possible they'd have to pay $400 to $500?
No, because we would take over that program, so USDA would be bypassed.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
If I could just ask another question about the fee.
Go ahead.
You have this foreign doctors in the United States, and they're trying to find a place to locate at. If they apply to five states, and those five states each have a $200 fee, that's $1,000. I would suspect that probably a lot of these doctors are just really trying to limit the number of places to apply. And at the same time, I think they would say, well, South Dakota, $200. I don't think I'll do that. I'll do maybe New York or California or something like that. So I guess I'm concerned the fee is a little high.
We found in some of our research, Senator, that's a good question, that we were actually going to be on the low end. We think we can do this a lot more efficient than even some other states that might have larger overhead. And also in our experience, we found that the fee was not a limiting factor or prohibitor, if you will, in terms of applying. And in some cases, it's a partnership between the provider, the clinic or the hospital, and the physician, and the hospital may share, if you will, in some of that application fee. And I think by the time they get to actually submitting an application, they've probably narrowed it down to more like one or two or three versus a lot of those applications and there a lot of those other sites, and they're very serious about applying. Good question.
Senator Olson.
Kevin, I'm just really curious, why USDA? I know it's the federal government, so you'll have a great explanation, but why the Department of Agriculture for a physician?
Senator, I don't know that answer, and that was asked again on the House side. I have Mr. Osberg here. He's registered with the Department of Health to speak, and he's the director of our Office of Rural Health, who would be processing these applications. If I may, Mr. Chairman.
Will he be speaking?
Yes.
Well, no, he won't
be testifying.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. You can answer from there.
Well, USDA is involved because I would say across the country, nearly all of the applications for the J-1 visa waiver applicants are in rural areas. So they've kind of taken it over the years. It's just kind of coalesced around the Department of Agriculture. So the communities are rural, and they just do it as kind of a service to rural communities.
It's kind of an odd place to land it. And you can understand, I think, with maybe not their primary focus of all the other things that they do, that's why one individual dedicated to this process, application goes on the bottom of the pile, doesn't get removed until it surfaces to the top, so you can understand the time delays. It's not a very efficient.
All right, then. Senator Olson.
Okay, so basically, our South Dakota Department of Health then will assume this whole process.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we're not dealing with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the State Department, or the Immigration Service?
There would be, what we would basically do is work with the foreign graduate initially up front. U.S. State Department does set some of the parameters for the forms. Once we've reviewed the application, we send a recommendation with the packet to Department of State and to either approve or disapprove, and then they would grant, they would forward that on as a recommendation to U.S. Immigration to grant the actual waiver. Those two steps, those two agencies can move an application relatively quick. They're just basically reviewing a yes or no. They don't review any of the materials.
So then you're just speeding up the front end.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Which is the voluminous number of forms that
all
have
right
to be reviewed.
Any other questions from the committee? Senator Staggers.
One last question. Ignoring the fee not to exceed $500, what's the actual cost involved in processing an application?
We're anticipating something relatively compared to USDA, Senator, about $200.
Further questions from the committee? If not, then are there further proponents of House Bill 1018? Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Dave Gerdes, a lawyer from Pierre and a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota State Medical Association. A question that could be asked with reference to this bill is, since we have a medical school in South Dakota, why do we need this program? And the answer is that there are certain underserved areas in the state which need this program. The association supports the program. It's been explained to us that this is a last ditch, or it's a last chance effort, that it would not be used in a way to keep South Dakota graduates from serving in rural areas. And with those representations from the health department, the medical association supports the program. I apologize, I got in here a little bit late. Mr. Forsch may have already told you about that, but the association does support the bill.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the committee? If not, then are there further proponents of House Bill 1018? Seeing none, are there opponents to House Bill 1018? Hearing none, we'll close the committee discussion and or action. Senator Staggers.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to line 10, after word exceed, delete 5, insert 250. Oh, I'm going to change that. Insert 2, and then line 11, after the word 100, insert 50.
All right, then, just repeat your motion one time.
If I could just, it would just reduce the fee from $500 to $250,
and you're aware of the fact that it does say not to exceed in the, all right,
yeah.
You're going to say not to exceed $250?
Yeah, I didn't delete any of that at all.
All right.
Yeah, it's just $250, not to exceed $250.
All right. Is there a second to the motion?
Okay.
Motion Staggers, second Olson. Well, you've heard the motion. I think you all understand it. He's trying to reduce the $500 maximum to $250. Am I right?
Right.
Right then, those in favor say.
Can I say something about the amendment, Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. The reason for this amendment is because of our doctor shortage that we had in South Dakota, which testimony revealed was between 55 and 60. We're anticipating 60 applicants. We're anticipating 6 applicants, so that's only 10% of our shortage. So this amendment, in a very small way, is to really just hopefully maybe encourage more applicants to South Dakota so that we can maybe deal with this doctor shortage that we have.
All right, then. Any further comments, discussion on the motion? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm supporting the Staggers motion. Kevin mentioned that the reason that they were so kind as putting $500 in there was so they wouldn't have to come back year after year, or if the costs get up there. But, Kevin, we really like you, and we'd just soon have you come back.
Senator Hamm.
Mr. Chairman, if I'm not mistaken, a lot of these communities that are trying to get these doctors often give them incentives of some kind, which they might even be willing to pay the $500 up front, and therefore I oppose the amendment.
Further comments? Senator McIntyre.
I feel somewhat along the same lines as Senator Hamm. I think the word "not to exceed," I think, pretty well takes care of the problem. We're giving some latitude to the Department of Health, and we would hope that they would exercise due diligence in keeping it prudent, and I think our experience has been that they have done so in the past, and this does allow more latitude. They're anticipating that their costs are not any more than the present federal fee, but they don't know that until they get into it, and I personally would like to see them have somewhat more latitude. And maybe 500 is too high, but we're not pretending that we're going to even come close to that. But 250 may turn out to be too small, and then they'll have to be coming back immediately and having problems. So I too would reject the amendment.
Further comments on the motion?
Yes, not then. Just one quick comment. I'm hoping that people that do not receive an incentive from a hospital in the state would now be more encouraged to apply. We just need more and more people applying here in South Dakota.
Further comments on the motion? Seeing none, then, all in favor of the...
Roll call.
All right. Clerk will call the roll.
Amend?
The Staggers Amendment.
Okay. Dietrich?
No.
Ham?
No.
McIntyre?
No.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton?
No.
Olson?
Aye.
Albert?
No. All right, then, the Staggers Amendment fails. Is there discussion then on the bill? Senator Olson.
I move House Bill 1018 go to the floor. Do pass.
Second.
Moved Olson, seconded Hamm. Do pass. Clerk will call the roll.
Dietrich.
Aye.
Hamm.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Staggers.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Albert.
Aye. All right, then, at 7-0, 10-18, we'll go to the floor with the do pass recommendation.